Forgiveness is important. Nothing matters more to anyone who's sinned. And God says we've all sinned. And so a moment before you draw your last breath, one thing will matter more than anything else. Whether you're dying forgiven or unforgiven. Whether you're dying, did you know you could look at the Calvary this way? Jesus Christ was the middle cross, and here was thief one, and here was thief two. A picture of how everybody dies in this world is shown there. This thief died with all of his sins on Jesus. This thief died with all of his sins on himself. There's only two ways to die. Either dying forgiven, which means your sins have been transferred to someone else's account. And the thief that looked at Jesus and said, "Remember me." And Jesus said, "Today, you're going to be with me in paradise." That thief didn't get baptized, didn't get confirmed, didn't get to do any penance of any kind. He hung there, the same guy that was nailed there, except for one thing. If you could have seen it, God took and just kind of pulled off like a spiritual lint brush and just scraped all the sin off him and placed it right onto Jesus Christ. This one died with his sins on him. You know what the Bible says? If you die with even one sin, the wages of sin is death. Not just physical death that our body wears out, which is going to happen to everyone that's ever sinned, but eternal payment. Do you know how much sin costs? It costs so much that it takes forever to pay for it. And so either you allow the payment to forever be on Christ, or you take it upon yourself. And that's why it says in the Scriptures that God is just in condemning people to eternal punishment because they have chosen not to reject Christ. That's not what hell is about. Rejecting Christ, what he really did is he rejected the only way to have the sin taken off. So the reason the other thief went to hell or will be in hell forever is because of his sin, not because of rejecting Christ. It's because he died in his sin. And so communion is a time when we know that we're forgiven. And the peace we can have 1 minute before dying is available on a daily basis if you understand what God did. So we celebrate Jesus Christ tonight by confessing, by agreeing with God that forgiveness is only in Christ. And we do this by bowing and taking time to offer thanks, and somehow, in whatever form we want to, as a preparation for communion, we tell him thank you for dying in our place. Now, I have a suggestion for this, and that is that to prepare our hearts, we think about this great hymn we know, but just one stanza of it. It goes like this: "My sins, oh the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not a couple here and there, not a part, but the whole, was nailed to the cross. They're not on me anymore." And that is what makes it well with our soul.